Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association. PCA provides painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pcapainted.org. Every time someone asks me what the PCA Expo is like, that is held every year in the spring, I do the best I can to explain, but it doesn't quite hit the mark. I think others who try to describe its impact on their business and their life have the same difficulty. I can't tell you how many contractors tell me that attending the expo changed their business because it opened their mind to new perspectives. And sometimes in our industry, a fresh perspective and a little bit of inspiration goes a long way to completely revolutionizing your business. So a short film was created by the PCA team to help you see, from beginning to end, what the expo experience is really like. I thought it would be nice for those of you who haven't had time to see it to take just the audio and let you hear it. Maybe you'll want to see the video too, and maybe, just maybe, you'll want to have a real experience at Expo by making this your first, second, or third year to attend. I start out with a conversation with Chad Shermer, the producer of the video, and he gives some more insight into the making of the short film. Registration for the 2020 Expo in Glendale, Arizona, February 19th through the 21st, opens September 3rd, just a few days. Go to pcapainted.org/expo. You can save $100 by registering early, and you can save even more by becoming a PCA member first. Hey, Chad. Welcome to Paint Ed.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
I know it is, Chad. I know. Well, you are my colleague here at PCA National here in St. Louis, Missouri. We're in the studio here, and we have a pretty neat treat we're going to share with people today. It is the audio version of a video that you produced and created and wrote and everything else. You had the help of Chris Bramer on it, and did some pretty amazing things. It's a neat inside view of the expo. Some have called it a 360 perspective on what it's like to go through the expo from beginning to end. So we're going to share that audio in a second. But let me hear from you. What is this thing?
Well, it is, like you said, it's an in-depth view of Expo. We go through every aspect. You know, the intention when we went down there was simply to collect a few interviews. And whenever I got back and reviewed the footage, I realized that we had a big story that we could tell. Mm-hmm. And that's when I brought all of you guys in to kind of supplement everything. Mm-hmm. And it came together quite nicely.
So we're going to share the audio from that video that is out. It's on Facebook, and we've been sending it out through email. And I think they could catch it on the website under the Expo section, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so registration is opening this coming week.
September 3rd through November 1st is early registration.
People can save $100, right, off registration during that time?
Yep.
So we're really excited about that, and I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you at the end of this next audio piece and give everybody a chance to just listen to how Expo goes and then catch the video later. And then we're going to have a conversation at the end of this podcast just to hear how you captured these pieces and what they mean to you and why people connect so well to the Expo story now. And we will link the video to the show notes of this podcast. Okay. And so without further ado, let's go inside Expo.
This year's expo was in Savannah, Georgia, right on the river. It was gorgeous. We had over 500 attendees. It was a great turnout. We let everyone come in early on Tuesday, and you can come and register, pick up your badges, get your swag bag with all your goodies, and then you get to mingle a little.
At the reception, there was food and drink and networking that went well into the evening. While I was there, I got to see a lot of people that I hadn't seen since last year, people that I talked to on the phone all the time, even new people that I hadn't even got a chance to meet yet.
It's a great way to get familiar with your surroundings and your fellow attendees.
Raise your hand if you've ever felt the pinch of the money. I know I have. I've been bankrupt. I've made a lot. I've been on both ends of the spectrum, and it's a lot better to have money.
Tom Reber was our keynote speaker this year. He was in high demand. Everyone loves listening to Tom. But if you're complacent in your business, he'll get a hold of you and he'll shake you and get you to that next level. I think a lot of people found that he woke them up.
Make a commitment to yourself when you walk out of here today. Before you leave this week, that you sit down with somebody here and you come clean. Guys, your success is a choice. And I want to encourage you to look in the mirror, own your crap and deal with it. Get massively uncomfortable.
This is my first time at PXPO. Out of college, I spent 4 or 5 years in corporate world, cubicle environment, which I knew wasn't a good fit for me. I hated it, but I always had an entrepreneur spirit.
So whatever it is you're dragging around right now in your life and in your heart, deal with it. See, I ran from this my whole life.
Tom Reber spoke about getting out of your own way, and I think we all do that.
But we can't get out of our own way because we keep looking around at each other.
I'll definitely be taking that home.
You're gonna walk out of here with one nugget that's gonna change your life, change your business, because you chose to be here.
He brought a lot of energy, as he always does. He fires people up. And that was a trend that continued on into the expo.
Let me show you something. This is our brain meld room. And in just a few minutes, we're gonna have hundreds of contractors literally talking about awesome topics in 3 speed discussion rounds.
People came in every single morning and talked about the topics that business owners wanna talk about. So finances, human resources, estimating, growing your business. Everybody just shared their problems and their challenges and their successes.
Another challenge.
This year I was asked to lead table discussions at a brain meld. They let me just have an open table where we get to talk about whatever we want. People come in and we discuss whatever people want to and share experiences.
I like the brain melds because it was an open dialogue of back and forth.
The one-on-one conversations and the people are really has been the best part.
You saw so many ideas coming up. You just could feel the energy in the room.
If you want to talk to hundreds of people who do what you do way better than you, this is the place to do it. You're not going to find it anywhere else.
I think starting the day with brain melds helped set the stage. You're talking with other contractors, you're hearing about other people's problems and what their ideas are, and then you're going into education sessions ready to hear solutions. In addition to brain melds, we also had about 40 different sessions, all on different topics for business owners about running your business and growing your business and becoming more profitable, hiring and training and systems. It was great. There was something for everyone.
We had a great session yesterday where we talked about the main leadership principles that are needed for maximizing the productivity in a painting business. Everyone here is just so engaged, really interested in content and what it takes to become a higher level leader and what kind of skills and systems and structures in their businesses are necessary.
About hundreds of painting and home service companies.
We had so much fun, stayed for a while after in the session to keep the discussion going literally for like an hour after. The caliber of group and the interest in bettering the business is pretty awesome.
I'll give a story of basically how we recruited our team. So Hoken was a financial analyst.
We had new, fresh faces and voices like Jason Paris.
The topic was basically challenging industry norms with my leadership team that we have. Talked about how a typical corporation would run, how the leadership structure would be, and then contrasted that with what we're doing.
They actually built the same thing, and they got more well-attended than the family.
I'm not a natural presenter. I'm not like someone that runs around and creates my own energy. So I very much rely on the crowd feeding back. And I was really excited to see them excited because that made it just a great presentation.
Super humbled to be asked to present one of my master's classes here. This one is one of my favorites. It's called The Modern Apprentice. And it's basically my solution to the labor crisis right now. Number one problem with all painting contractors is we can't find good people. That is not a problem in my company. I want to collect data and do experiments and have statistics and compile it and bring it here so I can pass that on to other contractors and say, I don't know if this is going to work for you, but it has worked for me in an amazing way. So here's the data, here's the experiments. Let me know how it works for you.
We did experience a lot of rapid growth throughout the years.
Some of the sessions were lectures and some of the sessions were panel discussions.
We have four primary divisions within our company.
One of our panel discussions was called How We Do It in Big Business. And business owners in the category of 1 million to 20 million plus in revenue talked about systems of technology and growth at that level.
What we found, because we did experience a lot of rapid growth throughout the years, is some of those things didn't keep up with the work that was going on.
There are stages, there's death valleys. I think more importantly than the percent is to project for that next growth point.
And I think one of the cool things that came out of that was the idea that you can go through growing pains and you can hurt a little bit as you grow, but you're still in the right place and you're doing the right thing.
In addition to all the education, there is downtime too, a little playtime. Benjamin Moore puts on an event every year. Sherwin-Williams puts on an event. There's always food and drinks and fun, a little let down your hair and mingle and socialize.
A lot of opportunities to connect with people in a more casual way. You're not just talking about business, but sometimes when you're talking about things that aren't business, you find out that everything's interconnected. And it's pretty neat what you come away with.
The doors open to the trade show floor. Everybody rushes in to run to their favorite booth to see the exhibit that they've been dying to see all year.
There was over 50 exhibitors. The attendees had the opportunity to walk the trade show and get some samples from them, even see some hands-on demonstrations, and really get to learn about all the different products that were out there. When I was walking the trade show floor, I just looked around and realized how many resources we have available to us and how we can take that for granted sometimes.
When we talk about the Brazilian painters, we talk about mostly about love. Because we have all the difficulties in Brazil. And then when I compare like to the American industry, you have everything just right in hands. We could imagine to have Corona or Purdy or all these high technology materials on hand. What keeps us passionate about these things is the dream that it can be possible in South American countries too.
The award for Best Commercial Project goes to Adam Rowe Painting.
The Industry Awards is a beautiful luncheon put on at the hotel. We honor the best in their class for the year.
Awards are given out to those who excel in the industry and their communities. And we got the opportunity to meet our new board chair as well as two new board members.
Stepping into chair, a goal is bringing respect and awareness to the industry as a whole. It feels somewhat fragmented, whether you're a residential painter or a commercial painter, you do both. It's bringing back the camaraderie and the respect, and as a whole, saying that painters matter, right? The respect of what I do is not just blue collar. In the field, I don't think that painters get the respect that they deserve for the attention to detail, the patience, the persistence, all these things that make an incredible painter. People just think it's just throwing paint on a wall. Right? There's no talent involved, there's no training involved. I love what I do. This is my way of giving back. If I can in some way raise the respect and the industry awareness for painters, then it will have been worth it.
Overall, Expo was a great success. People loved it. Just a lot of good takeaways for everybody. Everybody was really pumped about the Expo this year.
The main reason I come down to Expo each year is for the relationships. Building these relationships, meeting new people, and seeing where it goes from there.
There's such a huge shift going on in the painting world across North America, where there's such an influx of younger, smart, really driven entrepreneurs who see the painting world as a great vehicle for entrepreneurship.
There are times as a business owner that you feel alone and you feel like you're the only one dealing with the problem that you're dealing with. I think it's humbling for a lot of people to come to a summit like the Expo and to realize that you're not the only one doing it. And there's a lot of great thinking, great ideas that are happening out there that you can tap into and bring back to your business.
Sitting here over the last 2 days, talking to the people I love dearly in this industry, I have now focused my direction personally and with my business even more. I think I have a vision for the next 1 to 2 years now for my business because of the perspective I gained from people here.
You look around and you realize there are just tons of new people and the excitement is just, it's electric.
People were really telling me it was the best Expo ever.
It's been great. What has been the biggest surprise for me is just not knowing how many people were gonna be here and what type of people. There's multi-million dollar painting businesses and there's small painting businesses and there's a variety of people and personalities. I'll be back again next year and I would highly recommend anybody to come, for sure.
I will for sure be back next year. I don't get to travel a ton. I have 3 kids at home, so they're 5, 3, and 1. So it's kind of a big deal when I leave. It takes a lot of wife points for me to get here, but it's worth it.
Something is happening at PDCA. Something's happening at the Expo in particular, and we're putting all of our eggs in that basket. We're gonna make this better and better. Okay, so we're back with Chad, and Chad, you are the creator, writer, producer, editor. You worked with Chris Bramer on this video, and it's pretty amazing. I said when I first saw it that truly is a glimpse into what Expo is like. If someone has not been to the PCA Expo, it's coming this year, February 19th through the 21st, 2020, Glendale, Arizona, exciting place. But if you have never been to an Expo, that's what it feels like. And I want to ask you a few questions, Chad, about how this video came together and what your feelings were about it. So we've already talked about what you were trying to accomplish with this. So let me ask you, when you were putting all the footage together and stringing together a narrative, how did you know when it was finished, when you had the right product at the end that people would really connect to?
There is a level of authenticity that I found in the piece. And once I knew that everything lived up to that, I knew that it was done.
Okay, so it felt real, huh?
It felt very real.
People on there felt real. I think so too, for sure.
Also, I had a great just format to work with. a lot of corporate events are really no more than just a junket, but our education focus, that's the reason why people come year after year. Yeah, we build in time that they can go out, explore the city, go to the events that our sponsors put on, but the education is real and people take a lot from it.
Yeah, I feel like that is the case for sure. First expo I ever attended, there was a lot of that. It seemed like it was real content. People really wanted to take lessons from their actual experience and apply them when they got back to their business. And so we tried to build education that did more of that. And I think it's been getting better and better. So you're right. It's not a junket. It's not a boondoggle. It truly is more than just a vacation. It is a time to get away, to understand how business can be, because you get so set in that groove and that rut and you forget that this is not the only way to do business. And so it gives you perspective. And how much would you pay for perspective and for that confidence boost and motivation, you know, when you start feeling like you're dragging along and your business is just flatlining or just plateauing? That's hard enough. So I agree with you. I think that's probably accurate.
And, you know, we have awesome resources that all of our contractors can use on a daily basis. But Expo is that one time of year where everyone can get together, talk to everyone from people who are just starting out in the business to seasoned veterans that are running million-dollar companies.
Right. Tell me some things about the video that people may not catch on the first time through it.
Ah.
What are some special things there?
Yeah, so this really wasn't intended. I kind of found it after the fact, but there is a big Easter egg in the piece.
Yeah.
Every staff member that worked the expo is featured one way or another in the documentary.
Well, that's nice.
Some more obvious than others.
Mm-hmm. Present company excluded.
Right. You're not in it at all.
That's right. So with all the time that you've spent editing this one in particular, I'm hearing from you from time to time the one-liners that get stuck in your head that you remember from the video. That's really, it's just so funny because I'm like, how do you remember that people said that? But you must have heard it 100 times in editing. What are some of those one-liners?
Well, Chris Schenck. I think you're going to find that Tom Reber really woke people up. That's one of my favorites of yours.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yep.
One of my favorites is whenever you were talking about brain melds and that was done through like the phone camera, the vertical piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, hey, come here. I got to tell you something.
That was kind of fun.
I like that.
And that was just taken like literally as we were setting up.
Yeah.
And we're just excited about what we're doing. And we did that for Facebook Live and then you included that. That was cool. What about some outtakes from this whole piece?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, we interviewed all of the staff that wanted to be on camera. You know, I'm a perfectionist, and as I was going through the interviews, I wanted to redo Deanna's interview.
Deanna DeLunas.
Deanna DeLunas.
Yeah.
I had everyone in the conference room. We had lights set up, and it was starting to get that time of the year where it gets very humid in Missouri. Doors were shut, lights on. It's getting hot. And I'm going through all of my questions with her. I get to probably the second question. And she stops and went into like a minute or two rant that was epic.
What do we do with that? It's out there somewhere, huh?
Haven't put it out there yet.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was hilarious. And you put it to a some interesting music, the Roseanne theme music.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. We had a good time with that. So Chad, in closing, what does this video and this audio from the video really accomplish in your mind? Why did we create this and what do we hope it does?
I think it does a couple of different things. One, it shows people from beginning to end what Expo really is like.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are just so many things that are going on. And it highlights, again, that authenticity that every single one of our contractors have. That passion and the love for their craft is contagious. And that is why I work so hard at what I do, because I feel that connection and I want to do this industry justice.
And do you think it did our industry justice?
We'll see.
All right. Well, Chad, thanks for being on Paint Ed.
Thank you for having me.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org. We'll see you next time.
Am I a good guest?
Yeah, it was fun.